Let us pray. Holy Spirit, descend upon us in this moment so that on this Christmas day we might see Jesus. Open our stopped ears so that we might hear God's word to us. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A little over a year ago, I walked into the hospital room in Sioux City, Iowa. The tall, long-legged woman stretched out on the bed turned her gaunt face towards me. She glanced at me with those eyes that were unseeing in many ways, pain-riddled, glazed over. She fiddled with the oxygen tube under her nose. She moaned. She twisted and turned, and then she began to pull those long, spindly legs back up to her chest. Her grown daughter put her hand on her mother's shoulder. "Mom, are you okay? Are you comfortable? Here, let's get you turned over on your side. Come on, let's put the pillow between your knees. Come on, get turned over." Around the bed, the woman's younger three children and her second husband were gathered, crying, whimpering. The husband reciting his litany, more for himself than for her. "Come on, Liz, you're strong. You can do this. You can do this. You can beat this. Just believe, Liz. Come on, you're strong. You can do this. Just believe, Liz." The younger woman's mother approached me, one of my parishioners, her eyes red. "Pray for a miracle," she whispered. And so I went and stood at the foot of that bed, and I went to say something, but no words would come. Bone cancer had done its cruel work, and there was nothing to say. Because what can we humans say in the face of death? There's very little we can say to absurdity. What can we say to the formlessness and void stealing into the life of one we love, a friend, a child, a husband, a wife? What word can we speak to the rot that invades who they are? It's absurd. And so death, the death there in that hospital room, silences us. For what can we say? What word can we utter? The psalmist felt this anguish, this loss of words in the face of death. "It is not the dead who praise the Lord, those who go down to silence." The prophet Isaiah agreed, "For the grave cannot praise you, death cannot sing your praises, those who go down to the pit cannot hope for your faithfulness." Death silences our words. We have nothing to say before it. We've all stood in that room, dimly lit with those sickening fluorescent bulbs, the IVs poked into bluish skin. We've all stood there, and we've all tried to say a word and had nothing to say. Death silencing our voices. Not a word. And yet where we cannot speak, where death silences our words, God speaks a word. In the face of formlessness and void in a human person, in the face of silence stealing over their very lips, God speaks a word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, And the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. God said, God spoke a word of new creation, a defiance to the silence of nothingness. Death silences our words, but God speaks a word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the face of death, we have no words. We have nothing to say. But God speaks a word. God speaks a word. A scrunched red face, slick with placenta, the open mouth, the pink tongue drawn back, the little chest heaving, the eyes squeezed tight shut, and then those lungs roaring with gusto. God's humble cries shattering the silence of death. The mewling whimpers of Mary's son. A defiance against this cold, cruel world. Each babble, each coo, each sound, a sacrament, a foretaste of new creation. You see, God speaks a word of new life into the midst of the silence of death. God refuses that formlessness and void stealing over each of our lives and the lives of our loved ones. Death silences our words, but God speaks a word, a single name, an infant child who refuses to be quiet on that silent night, an infant child who is the antithesis of death, newborn life. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Death silences our words, but God speaks a word. And so as we stand there in Liz's hospital room, watching her grimace and hearing her groan and roll side to side, as we see the nurse come in and whisper something to the caretaker who has been with her the last 2 years, the neighbor, who always helps out, helps homeschooling the kids. So we see the caretaker rush out in tears and then come back and whisper to the father, still reciting his litany, Liz, hang on, you're strong, you can do this, just believe. As we see him then grab the children and huddle with them in the corner. As we see death begin, the silence began to steal over her lips. We hear the cries of a baby. A baby in that cave in Bethlehem. Death silences our words, but God speaks a word. And so we too take that word on our lips in the face of death. It's all I could do there in Sioux City at that hospital, Mercy Medical Center. There was nothing to say. So I stood at the edge of the bed, and under my breath, I repeated the word of God. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy. We entrust those who are going silent to the one who speaks, the one who babbles with joy on this Christmas morning. And so, sisters and brothers, as you stand at the grave of the loved one and cast the flower onto the fresh mound of dirt, as you grip the hand that is slowly losing its own grip, or as you lie in that hospital bed and feel the indignity of silence sweeping over you, there is one word for you to speak. One word for you to crow out in defiance of this deathly silent world. And that is the name of Jesus, the Son of God, the wailing infant on Christmas Day, who is our good news and who is our gospel, the foretaste of our new life, our rebirth, our new creation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.